The Gemara in Sukkah on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis is dealing mostly in what is considered kosher schach and what is considered pasul schach, and specifically something that is makabel tumah is not able to be used for schach. So here we have a statement of Rav Yudah Amar Rav: if you used chitzin zecharim ksheira b'nekevos psula. So basically, they had two parts to an arrow. And the part of the arrow that was called the zachar was the part that would attach to the arrow that was called the nekeva, based on, you know, the difference between, in general, between, you know, humans and animals, and zachar and nekeva. That was the way the arrows or the pieces of the arrow would attach to one another. And so if you use the half of the arrow that did not have a hole in it, that did not have what we call in halacha a base kibble, did not have a place where you could put something inside of it, so that's not makabel tumah. But something that has a base kibble, something that has a receptacle, an ability to receive something else, to hold something else inside of it, that is considered able to become tameh. So the Gemara says, Pshita, this is obvious, Ma'al Detem, Nigzer Zecharim Atu Nekevos, Kamash Malan. I might have thought that since you can't use the Nekevos, you can't use the Zecharim either. And then we also said that another thing that we learned from the fact that it points out that Nekevos are Pasul, that it's a base Kibul Ha'asui Lamalos, meaning that it's half of an arrow, and therefore the part of the Nekeva arrow that you put the Zachar part into to make it one full arrow. So you put the two halves together, so that base kibble is not supposed to stay empty, rather it's supposed to be attached to the other half of the arrow. So it's called a base kibble ha'asui lamalos. It's a base kibble that's meant to be filled, meaning when the arrow is actually functioning on its proper level, so that arrow is, the base kibble of the nekeva part of the arrow is filled up, and therefore you might think that doesn't count as a base kibble, and even the nekeva part of the arrow is not really Huksha is the wrong word, but it's not able to become Tameh, Kamash Malan, that it is able to become Tameh. So this is the Gemara says, basically, that even when you have this type of an arrow and you have a base kibble Asui Lamalos, these things are able to become Tameh, and therefore you can't use them as Schach. The Noda Behuda in Madura Tinyana, Yoredeya Chilik Simon Kuf Yud, he writes, he quotes his Talmud, Rav Shmuel Katz, who explains the Gemara as saying that I might have thought that you should make a gzera, that the zacharim parts of the arrows should be pasul for schach also, as a gzera atu the nekeva parts of the arrows. So what was the havamina? Meaning you might think, oh, I can use an arrow for schach, but in reality you can't. You can't use the part that has a base kibble. You can only use the part that doesn't have a base kibble. So kamash malan, we're not going to make the gzera zacharim atu nekeva. So what does that actually mean? Why don't we make such a gzera? So he explains, because the nekevos are not really makabel tumah min haTorah. They're only makabel tumah midirabanan, and therefore we don't make a gzera lest you come to use something which is makabel tumah midirabanan, because min haTorah, the nekeva arrows are also kosher for schach. So what would be the worst thing if you actually ended up using one that was only makabel tumah midirabanan as kosher schach? It sounds like the sukkah would be kosher anyway, b'di'evet. Obviously, we don't want you to use it, but nevertheless, that we would permit it b'di'evet. We would say that you have yourself a kosher sukkah, and if you ate in that sukkah, let's say on the first night when you're chayef to eat in the sukkah, we wouldn't tell you that you have to now go eat in a second sukkah that doesn't have the nekeva arrows as schach, and therefore you would be yotze b'di'evet. So that's why the Gemara said, I would have thought you make a gzera up to the nekeva arrows, then you can't even use the zacharim parts of the arrow, kamashmal, and we don't make a gzera because the zacharim parts of the arrows are kosher, even midirabanan. The nekeva parts of the arrows are pasul, only midirabanan, and therefore that would be a gzera on a gzera, meaning why are they pasul only midirabanan? Probably based on what the Gemara said, that it's a base kibble ha'asui lamalos, that it's a base kibble that is meant to be filled up, and therefore that's not a real base kibble min haTorah, midirabanan. They were gozer on any kind of a base kibble that it's makabel tumah, and therefore the nekeva arrows are not to be used l'chadchila, but we're not going to then extend that to the zacharim arrows and make those pasul as well.